Okay, hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, episode 18 now. I'm here with Jake, our trading expert, Jake from Fat Trading. How are you, Jake?
I'm good, I'm pretty good. I mean, I need a haircut, I'm sure some of you guys do as well, so bear with me here as we're starting to look like cavemen here with no haircuts around, so I'm really looking forward to the barber getting back open. What about you?
I was thinking to do a haircut by myself, but I'm not sure how that will come out. And I said, let's record this episode. Maybe in the next one you'll see me with a new haircut, but let's say by myself.
Exactly, we're all in this together.
So guys, today we don't have a lot of news. We don't have a busy week, but during the weekend we had two party bags SBC, I think. And today we have, so it's a Wednesday,
yep.
We have Team of the Week Moments number 5 with some nice players here. Do you have it on the screen,
Jake?
I do, Jake?
Yep, I have it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the people watching on YouTube, we have it on the screen. We have here Messi and, of course, Ter Stegen.
Yep.
Two meta OP players in this team.
Yep. And then Martial, of course, a lot of people really like him in that mid-tier price range. Even Matuidi is decent. It's pretty sad that it's taken him this long to get a special card. Typically, I mean, in years past, he would have had a few by now, so not so good. Jimenez, I was actually hoping they gave him a center back. I was talking about this on Twitter, and you and I have talked about it as well before, but they really had the ability to do whatever they want with these moments. So I don't see the harm in putting this Jimenez as a center back where he actually becomes pretty usable there. But as a right back, you know, he's just SBC fodder at that point. So that's kind of disappointing. And then again, when I see this team, I look at Balde Diao and I loved his card in previous FIFAs, like FIFA 15, 16, 17. I want to say I really loved his card. In this flashback team of the week, he was actually an 85 with insane stats. I think his shooting was towards 85. His pass was above 80. And then again, they lessened him down to an 83 because he doesn't have enough informs this year. But I don't know why they couldn't do that and why they couldn't make like an 88 Benteke, because that's what he was again in this previous team of the week. I don't see any harm in that. I wish that their stipulation was just, we'll use the previous team of the week and we'll make them that rating or higher. Because in some cases they are higher, like Immobile was an 88 in that team of the week and he's a 91 now because of all his upgrades.
Yeah.
So I wish they would have come in with that stipulation because, again, like you said, Messi and Ter Stegen are really the only two that are for sure shoo-ins. And then from there, maybe Martial and Immobile or Matuidi, maybe, depending on your squad. What do you think of the team?
Yeah, I'm checking now Ter Stegen and it's like 40 minutes after the release and he's 200 and let's say 20k maybe. And for me, who you know, guys, I used Ter Stegen. Probably he's the most used player in my squad. So I will buy the Ter Stegen no matter what.
Yep.
Of course, as everybody else, I'm hoping to a red player pick him tomorrow, but that will not happen. That's not gonna happen. But if I pick him, that would be a crazy goalkeeper to have. If not, I feel like 200k it's quite cheap for the best goalkeeper in the game. I will make a comment here because today I recorded a video with Ovi. If you know Ovi, he does a lot of tutorials on YouTube, and I was asking him what's the best goalkeeper in game, and he said Ter Stegen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
a lot of good players, pro players, really love Ter Stegen. So he will be very hyped tomorrow after rewards. So that's why I like him a lot. Of course, there is Messi here, which I don't have any chance to pack him. Other than that, let's say Martial. Okay, a lot of people like him, but he has 3-star weak foot, and that at this moment of time, probably you already have a a good striker there. But of course, a red player pick Martial, it's always nice to get. Other than that, I don't really care about this team of the week. Only maybe for some further investments.
Yep.
Who flew last week during this party bag SBCs. Let's talk a little bit about what happened during the weekend with these releases, Jake.
Yeah, guys. So basically, we had three total party bag SBCs, which is absolutely crazy. It's
crazy, crazy.
It's like unprecedented from EA to do something like that. And just so you guys know, the main reason they do this is usually as they're approaching some other big content or if the market's really high, they try to bring it down. They try to take people's coins out of their accounts, out of their liquidity, and turn it into untradeables. Because whether that player makes your team or not, honestly, it doesn't really make a huge difference to them. Basically, you have coins that you can no longer really ever use again, which is their intent. So, for example, if you started those SBCs from scratch, you're pretty much looking at a cost of 600 to 650K in total for the three. And a lot of people did all three of them. And chances...
Myself also.
Yeah, and chances are that maybe one of the three players was actually worth more than that coin value. Maybe one. But a lot will never even earn their coins back. And then secondly, people just spent a ton of coins on untradeable SBCs. And basically what we saw with those SBCs is every time one got announced in the code and then came out, we saw some panic on the cards involved. So Foot Birthdays got sold pretty heavily around the code time and around the SBC release. Future Stars did the last time as well. They had a pretty strong recovery after release, but they went down initially. Like Tumari hit 490K on PS. He was 550 that same day, for example. So you're seeing huge waves of panic come into that. And basically the Foot Birthdays kept going down because people kept hoping to pack different wands or because people were worried about buying. And they dropped so heavily on the weekend because of that. And there wasn't lightning rounds, guys. So there wasn't a lot of supplies. It was mostly just panic. And now that they're out of packs, you're seeing them rise a whole lot. So some of the biggest risers are like DaCosta, who's up close to 25 or 30,000 coins. Lasagna, who's close up to 20,000 coins, 25,000 coins. And again, their tax bracket is really, really low. So you're making some really good profit margins on those. Cancelo was another pretty good look, around 195. He's all the way up to 220K. So there's some great investing opportunities through that panic. Just know that after those SBCs done, people just look to rebuild their teams and the panic is over. And you have to think of the margins of people who actually got a card they wanted of that out of that SBC. So say you had a Cancelo in your team. The chances of you packing a Cancelo untradeable is so, so low that most people just end up buying the same cards that they sold again.
Exactly, and I will tell my my personal experience with these SBCs, because I told you guys I'm doing a lot of risky moves. When you have enough coins, you can afford to do these SBCs. I did all three of them, but in the same time, I was investing in gold, rare gold fathers. For the first party bag, my favorite investment was Parejo 86.
Oh yeah, yep.
I think he doubled in price because no one expected, even the traders from Twitter and everywhere didn't expected like this high of a rise. He almost went extinct at some point. For the second party bag, cards weren't growing so much in price because we had in the same time some lightning rounds. And people already did the first one, so let's say maybe not a lot of them completed it.
Yep.
But for the third one, we had removed from the chances the Winter Refresh ones, and EA placed instead the Future Stars.
Yep.
That was a very good move, collaborated with the fact that there was no lightning rounds during the weekend, so no fodder supply there. And with the fact that we didn't have like spicy content, like people to go and complete other SBCs, Also, the fathers went extinct, and because like lower rated cars like 84 and 85s went higher in price from other SBCs, 86 wasn't the move anymore, and you could have done more money, let's say, with 87, 88, or 18, even 89 rated cards, maybe even 20k per card. So while I was completing these three party bags, I was also doing some coins on the investment. So that was very nice to get. In the party bags, I will tell you, I've got in the first one Areola Winter Refresh. So it was a trash, trashy. Okay, usable if you have like Varane in goal in as a center back or something like this. But when you, I told you, I like a lot Ter Stegen, so I don't care about any other goalkeeper. In the second one, I've got David Luiz Shapeshifter, which is like a 1 million coins card, and that was very nice. He fits my team because I have Neymar and the Prem squad, and I link Neymar with David Luiz from the Brazilian link. And in the third
And he's
pack,
really
I've got.
expensive too.
Yeah, he's very expensive. And in the third pack, I've got the French center back. I don't know his name
Kamara?
now.
Is it Kamara? Okay,
Kamara.
nice.
Yeah, he's not usable in my squad. Maybe for, let's say, lower. But he's quite cheap, so you could have just bought him from the market. You didn't have to do the SBC for him. But let's say only one very good one. And I also made a lot of coins back from the investments. So for me it was worth it a lot. Maybe you guys didn't pack something good, but let us know in the comments if you are looking, if you're watching on YouTube, let us know what you guys packed in this. But it was a very good week for investing in fathers after or at the release of the code. And the code, you know about the code if you watch Fatwatch on Twitter. He always shares the code updates on Twitter, and you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, and this is kind of something that I thought would be interesting to talk about, and it's how do you kind of rate your pulls and your pack pulls? Because so many people, like a common question for content creators, including myself, I have like 20,000 followers on Twitter almost, and 60 something thousand on Instagram. And one of the most common questions or common statements you see after these SBCs is W or L, like was the pack good or bad, or was it worth it, or was it? People are basically asking those questions. So,
Tell us your scheme, because I know you have a logic scheme over there, and I find it useful. Tell us your scheme,
okay, some people get
Jay.
mad about this,
No, tell it. It's very useful.
but I laughed firstly because you said Areola, and when I think of that, my actual initial thought is okay, he's pretty decent. Like, he's a really good goalkeeper for Lynx, he's cost around 100K. But that's the problem. The question isn't, are these players usable? Because most of them are usable, right? They're good players. If you really want to fit them in, sure you can. But basically, how I view this is, you would have had to pack pull someone that was worth over the SBC value by a good amount. Because keep in mind, these players are untradeable. You can't switch out your teams. They're not going to hold that value all year. A lot of the cards that are featured in future stars are going to go way down as the year goes on because better cards are going to be coming out. So I say, like, you have to pack someone worth 100K value or more than the SBC for starters. So, for example, if the SBC costs 200K for the party bag, you'd have to have at least a 300K player. From there, I basically ask, is it someone you already have in your team? Because if it is, then that's a good look because you're basically saving some money on an untradeable that you already want in your team. That's fine for me. If he's not in your team, my next question is why isn't he in your team? Because if you can afford that version and you have enough coins to afford him, why isn't he already playing for you? And when I ask that question, a lot of people like look confused or don't know how to respond because they don't really want that player is my point. So if you pack a player and you're not instantly excited about it, I essentially think it's a loss because you spent a lot of coins on an untradeable SBC you'll never get back. And chances are if you're really trying hard to put someone in your team or force them in, It's just not going to work in the long run. So that's my opinion. It has to be a pretty strong, like, for example, your David Luiz pull. Sure, I'd say that's a W. He fits in your team. He's worth over a million coins. That's definitely a
win. Yeah, but I was very lucky there.
You're super lucky, but it's still a win. So that's kind of the gist of it. That's how I view it. What about you? How would you kind of, what are your thoughts on ranking them?
I was thinking that, and I probably wrote this on Twitter, the following thing. If you were this kind of guy who does a lot of SBCs during the year, you probably did all three of them.
Yep.
If you did the mid icon pack, you probably did also these three of them. So, because I know this, feeling of, come on, let's do all the SBCs, maybe I get lucky and stuff like that.
Yep.
And usually this happens with, and like no offense to anybody here, usually this happens with players that don't have a lot of coins.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because you don't have a lot of coins and you feel you may get lucky and afford an expensive player through an SBC. So that's why you are tempted to do the SBC. But here is like a hook that EA pulls on you. Because imagine this. You did the mid-icon pack. I know. You will say you used the untradeable fathers, which you have in your club. But let's say with those untradeable fathers, you could have done Ramos. You could have done Hazard. Or you could have done, I don't know, Boateng center-back. A lot of usable Arturo Vidal flashback. You could have done a lot of usable cards. Let's say, anyway, you did a mid-icon pack. And after that, you did also all three party bag SBCs. And you didn't pack someone which you love.
Exactly.
But imagine you spent like maybe 1.2 mil on nothing. Like literally nothing.
Yep.
And that's exactly what EA wants you to do. Because if you spend those coins on those players and you don't get nothing, your next move, you know what it is? To go open some packs with money, with cash.
Yep.
So it's like a circular journey in your mind. And EA knows and takes advantage of that. Of course, we can say every day and every tweet that this is not worth it or don't do that. You will do it. EA already caught you in their hook and you will do these SBCs.
Yep.
And the answer to this is my answer. And you need to also get coins and get good transfer investments, like trading investments, and get coins also through investing and through trading. And in this way, you can cover all the losses that you get during the SBCs.
Exactly. And I don't have a problem with people who are doing it for fun. I think it's really important to have fun, test your luck. I think that's part of the reason why I actually, and we actually advised the Prime Icon Pack, because we know that, you know, the odds aren't super great on that. We know that you might not get someone you like, but it's part of the fun. And that was a free option, basically, if you had the time to put in, which a lot of people do generally and would like to put in the time. And if you have that same outlook regarding these SBCs, then that's totally fine. But I think the problem is people truly expect to get a really good pull. And I mean, they go into it with that mentality. That's part of the gambling addiction, really, that a lot of foot users have that FIFA encourages, is I'm going to spend coins and hope I get someone really good. I got someone bad. How else am I going to get coins now? FIFA points. And
yeah,
you guys think we're joking about that or might not take it that seriously, but trust us, it happens. There's lightning rounds selling out at record speeds in March and April. So literally hundreds of thousands of people are spending $20 on one pack in April and March, which is insane. And it happens. It's because they don't have enough coins for players they want. And I bet if you, at the end of the year, add up all the untradeables people have in their clubs, it's going to be well over a million coins easily. Few million coins, no problem. And then how many of those were actually used for, say, more than 100 or 200 games or whatever it is will be pretty darn low, I think.
Yeah, no, that was also my reasoning this year. I remember last year and probably also 2 years ago, I did a lot of SBCs and I realized They don't all fit in my team, and so on and so forth. And this year, I'm here with my, I have my squad in front of me.
Okay.
So I did the following SBCs. I did Ferland Mendy. He was very expensive. He was 350k in December.
Yep.
But I knew he was like very OP because I used his goal card. So that was worth it. After that, I did Ben Yedder, player of the month. He was like very OP player. I knew it's French. I can always fit him in the team and so on. After that, I did Ramos because he's like one of my personal favorites in real life.
Yep.
So I knew I had to do it. And two more, Bernardo Silva.
Yep.
Let's say he wasn't such a great player to do. But also, I'm a Manchester City fan, so I said for me,
sure.
I will do it. I didn't do Leroy Sané because I felt he was like very expensive.
Yeah, he was.
And I preferred to put those untradeables in the Ben Yedder player of the month.
Yep.
And I have another one. I have this one, Timo Werner, player of the month. And I remember I did him before I knew, after I knew he will get a +2 winter upgrade.
I remember that. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, so I knew he would have been like a nice investment, and he was like 200k or 250, 300 max.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice player. So, but these are like five or six SBCs out of, imagine, probably we get an SBC every day.
Yep.
So you just need to choose very wisely your moves here, guys.
Yeah, and I think what Florian was saying, and maybe inadvertently, but what he was saying really well is that he's putting his coins into players that he knows the worth of too. So again, when we talk about the mid icon SBC or party bag SBC, it's a gamble, right? It's literally like rolling the dice, and maybe you're rolling for a one, and that's your likelihood of getting someone you want, you know? And
yeah.
But Florian's talking about doing SBCs like the Ramoses and Alexandrons, Sané, these player moments that are out long term. You know exactly what you're getting. So I don't really have a problem with those kind of SBCs because some of those are truly endgame or at least months worth of time. And
mm-hmm.
You know exactly what you're getting. So that's also why I'd like to see icon SBCs back in the future, because I don't really care, honestly, if they cost 3 to 5 million coins. Truthfully, I don't care because people know what they're getting through a lot of weekend league play and a lot of untradeables built up. And still be cheaper than the market price, I still think that's a win. So I hope, just like a lot of you guys, to see those return as well.
Yeah, no, let's see what's next on this year. I know for sure EA will release a lot of SBCs to drain even more the market out of coins.
Yep.
Just a small comment before we move further regarding a code update which we got yesterday.
Yep.
We've got yesterday a code update also from Fatwatch on Twitter.
Yep.
So he showed us a guaranteed Fat Birthday player SBC.
Yep.
And our first thought, but okay, the servers were down, so that saved us, was, whoa, let's jump on the market and buy a lot of Fathers, a lot of Parejos, a lot of Bonuccis and stuff like that. But the
yep.
servers were down, so that helped us a lot. Let's
yeah.
see, for me personally, it helped me a lot because it gave me a lot of time to think, hey, maybe now because the Fat Birthday is over, maybe this isn't like an SBC. Come on, a fourth one, that would have been too much.
Yep.
And the community also had these ideas, and I know you also posted on your Discord that this might be an objective player or a reward player, or maybe, I don't know, for the next season in objectives player.
Yep.
So that would have made more sense. And I personally said I will not buy, let's say, Fathers. I will wait for 6 p.m. UK time to see if this gets released. And the lucky part was that this wasn't an SBC, so it wasn't released today. Probably it will be something like for icon swaps, or I don't know, for the next season which starts, I believe, in 1 week. So that's nice to see. And I was checking now some prices, and Parejo was at 6 p.m. UK. He was like 33k, so a lot of coins, only 7k left until he would have been extinct.
Yep.
And now he dropped like 10k in price after everybody saw there is no SBC. So sometimes you need also some luck on your side and maybe a little bit of experience to realize these things.
Yeah, let's talk on the opposite side of things. You kind of talked about the fodder investments and what people did and how some prices crashed. So now I pulled up actually Kevin Lasagna's foot birthday item, and I want to talk about what happened with Meta for foot birthdays. And we can actually intertwine this with some Q&A questions I got. I did ask you guys on Instagram, so we took a few of those in as well.
Sure.
Basically, that code came in, and it came in at a really weird time, like Florian said, so we didn't know 100% sure what it was, but foot birthdays were rising exponentially, and they were rising exponentially as they just got out of packs. Like we talked about, they were panic sold all weekend for the guaranteed SBCs, so, or the party bag SBCs, excuse me. So Lasagna actually out of packs, he went from 120,000, I think on Saturday was his price, maybe a touch lower. And
yeah, he was 118 at some point. I saw them on the market at 118 because I wanted to buy one from my squad.
Exactly. So 120 or under, we'll say 115 to 120 at a low. And on just yesterday, I think he had peaked. I'm checking PS right now. Yeah, he was around 145K. And then when that pack code came in, guys, I'm showing you the graph right here. The pack code came in right about midday here. And he dropped all the way down to 136. And today, even on his graph, you'll see he fluctuated all the way down to 133, 135. And right now, because that code was actually for a Twitch drop, people realize that that SBC isn't coming. He's all the way back up to 147, and I expect him to go higher tomorrow. So again, if you assume that pack wasn't coming or wasn't going to be an SBC or wanted to take advantage of panic selling, you had that opportunity because he was panic sold from that high, and now he's already recovered beyond that. Those same people that sold are buying him right back because they're like, oh, shoot, that SBC isn't coming. I'm going to get him for my weekend league squad, and he's going to go up tomorrow for that same reason. So that's just an example of two scenarios that are happening. Fodders, SBC fodders went up, and then they crashed down in price, and foot birthdays went down, and now they're rising in price.
Yeah, and before we take a couple of questions from your Instagram Q&A, let's take a wild guess here. Are we expecting anything Friday, Jake?
You know, the only two things that would make sense to me at this intermediate time before Team of the Season is like some kind of UCL content, because we would have typically had like a team of the knockout stage or something around this time. So it's possible they could do a flashback or throwback team to something like that. I haven't heard any rumors of it. I haven't seen any leaks, which generally we are getting a little bit early now. The only other thing is Carnival that would happen before Team of the Season, in my opinion. And again, I haven't heard any murmurings about it, so right now I would say no, just because of general info, we would have heard some information usually by now. And if that's the case, the market's just going to keep rising with quarantine going on. So be aware of that.
Just some facts. I don't know either, Jake, just some, let's say some facts. What we know from the game is that in 8 days, season five expires.
Yep.
So the objectives in season 5 last until next Friday. So that could be something of a new start. Season 6, maybe with some, you would get maybe some new players and stuff like that.
Yep.
And also from the SBCs, we have the mid icon upgrade, which expires tomorrow.
Yep.
So, okay, maybe they will connect it somehow and they will release other things tomorrow. I don't expect either. I know about that, let's say, community idea of flashbacks or Champions League themed promo, but I would say they will not do anything. I feel like they are taking a break for a week now. If Team of the Season is happening, guys, just one idea here. Remember, it's starting first with team of the season most consistent, which is voted by the community and represents cards which didn't have special cards during the season. So that's important. And because you need the community to vote for it, it needs 1 week in advance for like forums or websites to gather these votes. And if team of the season will happen, it will start with this part. So don't worry, it will not start with Premier League or stuff like that. So don't rush into anything. I don't know what will happen starting Friday, but we'll be here to see, and let's hope it's something nice if there is something. If not, we can always use a break from content, because we had content every week this year.
Exactly. You know, last year was a really, I think, decisive year for EA in terms of content, where the community was just always so back and forth. Like, they at first, I remember there wasn't a whole lot of content. Literally for months, it was like a promotion every 3 weeks, I want to say, or at least every few.
Yeah. Maybe one per month, yeah.
Exactly. And then they started overloading us late in the year, where it was every single week, and people were like, whoa. Too many promotions. So it's just kind of it's kind of funny, because it's such a fine line for EA, and you know, people hate when the market's high, but the market just gets inflated when there's no promotions, guys. And the reason that happens is because people are still consistently playing games. They're getting squad battle rewards, they're getting rivals rewards, they're getting weekend league rewards, they're getting coin bonuses just for playing. So as people just start to increase their coin totals, cards go up because they can buy more. So when there's not promotions to at least massively increase pack supply from like lightning rounds or add new cards in that are desirable, which causes some selling of other cards, the market's just going one way, which is up. So it's important to know that.
Yeah, let's take some questions, Jake, if you have from the Q&A. It will be interesting to see what happens. I liked this year with promos every week or every 2 weeks, because they split them in like 2 weeks. I would have preferred to have like one team every promo, so not two teams.
Yep.
Because if you save packs as I do, I don't really like to open all the packs and know that there is a second team coming. I don't know when to open it and stuff like that. I usually open it during the first team.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I think regarding content wise, it was a good year for everybody. I think also like the traders are happy in the community. Everybody's happy. People complain more about, you know, the servers and the lag and the bugs in the game. But that's another discussion and a different story to have.
For sure. So basically, guys, here I am looking at my questions. Right off the bat, we got a lot of trading questions today, which is A-okay, especially on a week where there's not a new promotion or not one that we know about. So this was, I thought, was a really good question. And this one says, is it okay to sit on your coins for a while, or should you always be investing? And I really like that question, because once people start getting into trading, I feel like there's a misconception that you always need to be invested in something. So maybe it's Thursday and you sell some cards for really good profit. And then, you know, even people in my Discord or people on Meter are like, what can I invest in right now that would be more expensive tomorrow? And I'm like, well, yeah. Why do you think cards would go up tomorrow? Like, when you invest, guys, and when you invest in real life, you're investing for a purpose. Maybe something is down. Maybe something is going up for a reason. And if you don't have a purpose behind that, why would you force an investment, which some people do, and it gets them in trouble? So don't hesitate to sit on your coins, because you might end up investing in an unideal opportunity where something else would pop up where you'd want your coins back for liquid and to do that other investment. Just don't force buy. It's not a good thing to do. There's always ways to make coins on the market. You could literally trade. You could do chemistry style trading. You could flip silvers that are used in League SBCs. You could do daily trading based off fluctuations. There's so many different ways to make coins daily that you don't always need to invest in something. So definitely don't worry about that. What are your thoughts?
And from, let's say from a user who plays the game a lot, guys, if you also play the game, so if you're not just a menu guy like who only plays like for the coins, and then we have here Jake as an example for that. if you also play the game like every weekend, or rivals or stuff like that, I like to put the coins in players who I use. So okay, I will give you some examples. I have in my team team of the year Kante. When I bought him, he was 2.4 million. Now he's 2.8. So even if I bought Kante, and because he's like the most OP CDM in the game, I'm still on a profit now, like after, I don't know, 2 or 3 months after I bought him. And it's not an investment that you may not consider it an investment, but it's not a purchase who destroys the coins that you have. So if you have like a very meta usable card, which you buy at a very good price, that's a very good investment.
Exactly.
I can give you two more. I have Ter Stegen, team of the group stage, I think, or team of some Champions League version of Ter Stegen. And of course, now he was released in packs and he's more expensive because it's in hype.
Yep.
But for the 100K, which I paid for him, I didn't lose any coins on him, so that's also a very good purchase. And the third one was Kevin De Bruyne, Team of the Week moments. I think he was in the second team or first team, I don't remember which one. Another investment, I mean another purchase which doesn't lose money. So if you can, you don't need to always invest like on short term, but you also can put some coins in players which you use and are meta and OP.
Yep.
And play with them and have fun with the game, but also don't lose coins.
Exactly.
So I feel that's the way to go if you play the game.
Exactly. And Florian described that really well. And another way to do that, guys, is, and this is just playable investments, or just, you know, not even making coins, but not losing coins either. If you get some of these cards, like these foot birthdays, while they're in packs and you want to play with them, just hold them till they're out of packs. It's likely that they're going to rise if they're meta and if they're in demand. So if you buy them in packs most of the time, I mean, I'm making it sound very simplistic here, but if you buy most of the time during the heaviest supply and then there's no more supply and there's a lot of demand, they're naturally going to rise. So Florian, I described that greatly there. One other question that we had that I thought was really good is, how do we know which players will go up on Thursday? And I think you can get as simple as you want about this, but you can also look at it more analytically. And the simple answer is, it's going to be meta cards that people want for their weekend league team. And some of those will always go unchanged. Some of them will always be included. Some of those that we're seeing for gold cards are like Kante, like Florian just described. Heung-min Son is super good still to this day. De Bruyne does pretty good as well. Any card basically that's gold now, that's holding over 100k value, shows really good signs of being meta. So those are some really simplistic ones. And then if you want to go more advanced and look for generally even more profit margins than that, you can actually think of what events took place in foot this week. So what I think about, guys, when I am looking for Thursday flips, is the first thing that I look at is objectives. And when Bakayoko came out, because he's one of the best CDMs in his league and he has an amazing nation, Ben Yedder flew that week in price. And I'm talking like he literally went up 60 to 70K for his lowest inform because everyone wanted that link. And some other cards that linked well with him did really well too. And objectives are a big one because they are technically, you know, how you want to look at it, they are free. So people that are really looking to improve their foot team will do it. That happened with Bellarabi as well. Bellarabi had an objective as well, and his links did great too when you look at Timo Werner, cards like that, Kai Havertz. So keep an eye on objectives first, and then keep an eye on what content's been out too. So SBCs like Manolis, a lot of people did him. A lot of people did Pope. Who links with those two cards? Because they're untradeable, so people are going to use them in their team. So for Pope, it would be English center backs or Premier League center backs, and then you can even look at their links, so the right back and left back. You can also keep an eye on season objectives. Like, a lot of people are getting to level 30 recently, so a lot of people are getting Fred. And actually, Juan Bissaka's price has gone up 10 to 15K in the last few days because so many people are getting that Fred and putting them in their teams. So again, you can keep it really simple and look to get meta cards that might rise a little amount, or you can try to piece together some of these scenarios and find which cards people are using.
Just a comment here regarding what you said, Jake, regarding Bakayoko. Mm-hmm. Because I did him also as an objective, and I have Benyedder, I have Neymar, yeah. So it's easy for me to link him.
Yeah, he looks quite good.
I played him during Weekend League, and I can tell you, and maybe people will get upset on me, but I believe Kante Gold is even better than Bakayoko.
Comment below if you think differently.
try Bakayoko. If you tried him, let me know how he felt for you during games. I felt he was like very slow.
Yep.
He's a big, powerful, and very good on defending, but very slow. And if like the attacker gets over to you, it's very difficult to catch him with Bakayoko. I'm just playing him now for chemistry, and I'm switching him out after minute one. But let us know in the comments if you feel the same. If not, maybe he was better for you guys. So yeah.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, although Florian described it well, maybe he isn't quite as good. Because he's free, it doesn't really matter. Still, people are going to try him.
Yeah.
People are going to use him over Kante because they look at it as a free player who quite easily fits a lot of teams. So, like, even Florian tried him because he fits his team. So I like having discussions with Florian because he describes sometimes what people are thinking when they play Weekend League. And really, a lot of trading is thinking what other people are going to do before they even realize it.
Yeah, and exactly as you said, Jake, chemistry is key. So you can, for Thursday flips, chemistry is key. Like, if you have strong links, if you have very powerful links there, those are the ones to do the investments. Second thing, exactly what you said. Maybe they had Kante, they did Bakayoko, they sold Kante. But because everybody sold Kante, he was like very low in price. After people realized Kante was better, after a couple of days, Kante rose in price, and you could have made some coins there. Yep. I'm not saying now it happened with Kante because I don't know like the community's opinion about Bakayoko, but my personal opinion is that you will try to switch him soon.
Yeah, let us know below. I think that's where we'll stop with the questions because they were pretty expansive, unless you have something else, Florian.
No. This is all, guys. Remember, you can listen to us also on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. As always, you can see us, and you can see what Jake is looking at on the screen on YouTube.
Yep.
So thanks for watching here, guys. Let us know in the comments everything that we asked about it during this show. Thanks for watching. Stay safe, and talk soon.
Thanks for watching, guys.